Megan Dean Manderville. Follow us, Dean Manda, on Facebook and Instagram. See you soon.
Every certain store has faces you know because they are run by Zambians. So, this isn't just about making a living. It's about making a life in the places that we love and sharing those lives with you. Our customers who look to us for quality and value. With the people we employ and with our local suppliers who we always look to first. It's the Shopee way of community sense, loyalty, and spirit. Shopee. Great value for your money. FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Absa. You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to make demand.
You need to make sure that everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. Be there. Ask a business manager.
The headlines. Cornelius Mutua says the government yesterday minimum wage for jobs. Government of Nisha to send full grants was matured. And in global news, two top U.S. Republicans say Germany's truth club has sent warning signals to Russia. Good afternoon, I'm Linda Marumba, with News. Media and Information Minister Cornelius Mutua says government is considering the introduction of a minimum wage for the media industry to ensure integrity and professionalism is guaranteed. Speaking during this year's commemoration of the World Press Freedom Day in Lusaka, under the theme "Shaping a Future of Peace, Promoting Press Freedom for Human Rights, Development and Security," Ms. Mutua expressed concern that the remuneration of journalists in the country remains a source of worry, requiring government intervention. He, however, urged journalists to remain a critical watchdog by holding political players accountable as the country prepares for this year's purge.
I also, and I must acknowledge some sentiments coming from the disadvantages of our audience. What we are talking about salary, this is something maybe that needs governmental intervention. This is because the media is largely private driven, but then there are ways in which a certain minimum wage for journalists can be attained mission to ensure that we have a certain integrity and dignity. I think it is possible. We shall look at this. Public commandment is saying, I wish to reaffirm government's continued commitment to creating a conducive environment for the growth of senior and independent media.
Pakistan's Media Institute for Southern Africa, Mr. Zambia Chapter Chairperson Lorraine Wonder, urged the media to remain relevant by propelling misinformation and disinformation despite facing challenges such as economic pressure.
We are rapidly evolving information effective to decentralize by digital platforms, misinformation and improving digitalization. The role of the professional journalism has never been more critical. In Zambia, we have made notable strides in advancing media freedom. However, challenges remain, and these include instances of violence and intimidation of journalists, the growing threat of misinformation and disinformation, economic pressures affecting the sustainability and independence of the media houses. As we approach key national processes, the need for a free, ethical and responsible media becomes even more urgent.
And local organizing committee chairperson Atta called on government to ensure a budgetary allocation for the World Press Freedom Day and help raise pressing issues such as harassment of journalists. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACHEA, has expressed concern at the government's reluctance to grant schools with the required financial assistance for quarter two of 2026. NACHEA's executive director, Dr. Aaron Carter, says it narrowly the Ministry of Finance should have the space to operation grants in the first or second week of April. Speaking to Peace News, Dr. Chanta adds that it is disturbing that schools have not been resourced up to now without even any explanation. He notes that without these grants and schools, it has become impossible for school managers to pay salaries for support staff, buy electricity and water, forcing teachers and managers to start using personal money to attend conferences and meetings. A situation he says is not acceptable and should be avoided at all costs. Dr. Chanta has since called on the Ministry of Finance to treat the issue of school grants as an emergency, emphasizing that without these grants, implementation of free education in Zambia becomes a nightmare.
We are deeply concerned that the government is failing to send operational school grants for quarter two. Ordinarily, the Ministry of Finance should have dispersed these grants to schools across the country in the first or second week of April, but without any explanation. Up to now, schools have not been resourced, and this is making it very, very difficult for school managers, for example, to pay salaries for support staff. It is also becoming very difficult for schools to buy power and also water.
The Drug Enforcement Commission DEC says a total of 22 cases of gold-related fraud have been recorded between 2023 and 2026. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere says these cases commonly referred to as fraud scams involve individuals and entities purporting to engage in the trade of gold and other precious minerals, but ultimately defraud and suspecting victims of substantial sums of money. Ms. Mawere adds that the trend indicates a concerning rise in such offences, with a notable surge observed in 2025 and 2026, and that so far 14 cases have been recorded in 2026 alone. She tells Fake News that the cumulative financial exposure linked to these fraudulent activities is estimated at approximately $12.8 million and about 4.6 million kwacha, underscoring the magnitude and increasing sophistication of these scams. Ms. Mawere has further revealed that 24 suspects have been arrested in connection with these cases and are currently appearing before the courts of law, while investigations remain ongoing to identify and apprehend other persons linked to their offences.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has intensified its investigations into the growing number of drug-related fraud cases reported across Uganda between 2023 and 2026. A total of 22 cases have been recorded, with a sharp increase noted in 2025 and 2026, including 14 cases in 2026 alone. The scams which involve individuals posing as legit smokers, gold dealers, have resulted in significant financial losses estimated over $12.8 million and 4.6 million Ugandan cash.
Three people have died in a fatal road traffic accident which occurred in the early hours of this morning around 03:30 and 04 hours along the Great North Road at Mulungushi Bridge in Kabwe. Confirming the accident, Central Province Permanent Secretary Nuno Mwanakampe says involved was a Mercedes Benz C200 which was extensively damaged, being driven by Meryl Mbuka Chanda, a third year student at Mulungushi University, with five passengers on board. Dr. Mwanakampe explains that the accident happened when the driver of the motor vehicle was driving from south to north direction and, due to excessive speed, lost control of his vehicle and overturned. Dr. Mwanakampe has told Phoenix News that the driver, together with male passengers, Cedric Slater, a third year student at Mulungushi University, who sustained fatal injuries, and another male passenger, Mangula Kabwe, age 24, a fourth year student at the same university, who sustained fatal body injuries, died on the spot. He says the bodies of the driver and the two passengers are lying in Kabwe Central Hospital, awaiting